Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And here we are. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears off and running with you, kicking off your work week, Monday, June the 29th, 2020, 6/29/2020, 17 coming up on 18 minutes past the hour. And here we are in a very weird week, to be honest with you, because normally, for all intensive purposes, this would be the week of the Marion County Fair. And clearly, there is no Marion County Fair this year, thanks to the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. So it's a little different, and the 4th of July is coming up on Saturday, and we've got a big show here on Friday night. You're not going to want to miss this Friday night, because we're going to try to keep you entertained. Even though there's no fair, even though there's no red, white, and boom, even though there will be fireworks at the fairgrounds, I think, on Saturday, and some 4th of July get-togethers, we do want to keep you in the spirit of the 4th of July, because there are things we can do to celebrate Independence Day that we've always done, even though we are in the middle of the COVID, and even though there won't be a Marion County Fair this year for the first time in 180 years or whatever it may be. And we're going to try to do that all week. And Friday, I really want you to tune in Friday morning, because Friday will be the last day that we're on the air before the 4th of July. And every year I do something, and have done this probably for the last 15 years. But essentially what I do, without giving away too much of it, and maybe you've heard it, I've done it all the 6 years we've been on this station, but I do the story of Ben Franklin. I tell you the story of Ben Franklin when he was an ambassador in Paris. And the reason I do this story is because I think Ben Franklin was a great American, and I think sometimes he gets left out because he was more elderly when the country was being formed, so he never became a president. And I think he gets left out of history and his importance to the structure of this country. So I'll tell you the Ben Franklin story on Friday, which brings up an interesting question, which maybe we'll do some back and forth on the air after we ask the question on Friday. And I also play my all-time favorite patriotic song, which is not one of the ones you hear an awful lot of. It's not a very popular patriotic song. It's just it's a good patriotic song. It's my favorite, and I think it says more about this country than any other patriotic song we have. So stay tuned for that. That'll be coming up on Friday morning. So those are one of those things we can do to still celebrate the 4th amongst a whole lot of other things. And remember, Friday night we will have the big 3rd of July special. I guess we're calling that 4th of July Eve now, Independence Day Eve, from 8 till 11 on Friday night. We'll extend the regular Friday night show an hour and do a big patriotic special, which should be a lot of fun. Now, I do have stuff to talk about this morning and hopefully talk to you on the toll-free line. Now, the first story I have came to me this morning from a listener. A listener who has been known as of late to give me a lot of information. And I thank them for this, because it keeps me in tune to things that I'm not aware of. Now, this happened, I believe, over this past weekend. And I love this story on so many levels. Okay, I've never been to this church, and I don't even know that I've ever driven past it. I don't even know if I know anything about it other than it exists. But here's the story, and I have to kind of tiptoe through this story a little bit, because There are certain things I can't say, but I think you'll get the gist of it here on a radio. It's the, and I think they should be mentioned, the church should be mentioned because of this. It's the Woodlawn United Methodist Church in Bucyrus. I don't know if any of you know of the Woodlawn United Methodist Church in Bucyrus, but here's what happened. I believe this happened this past weekend, as the story I was reading this morning kind of indicated, is that somebody decided to vandalize their sign. Now, why they decided to vandalize their sign, I really have no idea. Now, they have one of these signs out front that, it's one of the signs where you can change the letters, you know, out front in the church. Sometimes you'll put a Bible verse out there, or you'll put something that's coming up with the church. So they have one of these signs out in front of the Woodlawn United Methodist Church in Bucyrus. Okay, well, at some point, I believe over the last week or weekend, vandals decided to get in there and rearrange the lettering that was in there to say something that you probably would not want on the sign of a church. And essentially, what they changed the sign to was... And this is the word, we could say this word on the air. It's not the most awful word in the world, but, you know, being a morning show and trying not to say words like this, I'm going to just explain what the word is, but I'm sure you will get what the word is. Basically, it's the term you would use for a girl who has been with a lot of guys. Now, I know there are a lot of terms you could use for that, but this one... rhymes with door. So there you go. That's the word we're talking about. So it's a term for a girl who's with a lot of guys. And basically it took that word and it says are welcome. So that's what the sign was changed to by these vandals. It said blank are welcome. That's what the vandals put on the church sign in front of the Woodlawn United Methodist Church in Bucyrus. You know, I guess this was supposed to be a big prank, funny, people drive by, they laugh, so on and so forth. Well, here's why this is a good story. Because the people at the Woodlawn United Methodist Church in Bucyrus decided that they were not going to take this as maybe normally some people would. So what the Woodlawn United Methodist Church in Bucyrus did is when they saw that their sign had been vandalized and changed to read blank or welcome, they left it up. And then they did a post on Facebook where basically they wrote, this is essentially what they wrote, which I think is great. Basically they said, to the vandals who decided to mess with our sign, yes, those type of people are welcome. And thanks for the sermon illustration. And that is how the Woodlawn United Methodist Church in Bucyrus handled that entire situation. They left the sign up that way. They took a picture of the sign that way. They put it on the internet and they said, yes, those people are welcome. And thanks for the sermon illustration. So the vandals did not win. Now, to me, this is the perfect example of taking a situation that is complete lemons and making lemonade of it. I'm sure the people at that church did not want that on their sign. I'm sure the people who did that to their sign thought, oh, isn't this funny? This is the greatest thing in the world. And what did the people at this church do? Did they get upset? Did they fire back on the vandals? Did they call the police and do all these things that you can't get angry, get furious, try to yank it off the sign before anybody could see it? No. They just said, okay, listen, here's what happened. We were vandalized, but yes, we take all people in. And this is part of the sermon illustration. I just think that's great. Because I think so often in life that we think everything's the end. Matter of fact, I was having this conversation last night with somebody. It's very weird how timing works. I know somebody who is so stressed about everything. Everything's the end of the world. Up until the point to where even before the drama happens in their life, if they even think that drama is going to happen, they're trying to write notes, they're trying to write letters, they're trying to do things to stop it from happening, even if they don't know that it's going to happen. It's overreaction. And I think sometimes we just need to step back a little bit and not overreact. And sometimes when you step back and not overreact, great things will happen like this. Because I saw a lot of people share, well, that's how I saw this. I was not in Bucyrus. I was not near the Woodlawn United Methodist Church. I just think a lot of people were sharing this and showing that you can take a bad situation and make it better. And that's great. So my Cubs cap is off this morning to the Woodlawn United Methodist Church in Bucyrus for handling a situation tremendously well. Anybody have any thoughts on that? Or did anybody else see that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I thought that was great. And does anybody else have that personality? People are stressed. There is no doubt in my mind people are stressed. Now, sometimes people will tell you about their stress. You have that type of person who will tell you about their stress, and you realize what's going on, and it just panics them to death. And then you have the type of person who doesn't tell you about their stress, and it panics them to death, but you never know why they're panicked and in a bad mood. So, you know, I just wish sometimes maybe we would see things a little funnier. I was thinking today, you know, what are the bad situations in life that could happen? And if a bad situation in life happened, how do you fix it? How do you make it into a better situation? Now, this actually comes up. This past Saturday, I did a Facebook Live. And I know there were some listeners to this station listening, or watching, I guess, more likely is the point. We're watching this Facebook Live. Now, it's the third Facebook Live that I've done in a row in so many weeks. And what was great about this Facebook Live this past weekend is we really got into some points that I thought were good points. Now, one of the points had to do here with Ohio. And it was because on Saturday I had seen this show on Don King. Now, for people who don't know who Don King is, Don King was a legendary boxing promoter, millionaire, handled Mike Tyson and Muhammad Ali and people of that nature. Now, here's the thing a lot of people don't know about Don King because it has been so many years ago. Don King was essentially a criminal in the 60s. He was a number runner in Cleveland, and he actually killed a guy. Literally, they got into a fight, and he killed him. Now, how he killed him is kind of up in the air. Don King says they were in a fist fight, and he hit him so hard that he hit the ground and his head hit the concrete, and that's what killed him. Some people who were witnesses to the fight say that Don kicked him in the head when he was down, and that's what killed him. Regardless, the man died. And because the man died, Don King got sentenced. I believe it was 4 years in prison for manslaughter, I think is eventually what they ended up calling it. So Don King, and again, you might think Don King is just crooked and an awful person and should have went to prison for the rest of his life, and I understand that. But the illustration of this point this morning is that he went to prison for 4 years. Now, while he was in prison, he spent that time reading philosophers like Socrates and Plato and people of that nature, T.S. Eliot. And he also was doing homework when it comes to, you know, how do you succeed in life? What's the secret to this whole thing? What's this life all about? So Don King's in prison learning all this stuff. He serves his term of 4 years and he gets out. Within 2 years of getting out of prison, he was a millionaire. He was a millionaire. And he was a convicted felon. Within 2 years getting out of prison, Don King was a millionaire because of working in the boxing promotion world. And they asked Don King, how do you do that? What happened? What keeps you going? What keeps you successful? And what kept you successful for another 30 years? And his answer was he took the word failure out of his vocabulary. Failure is not an option. It's not in his vocabulary. He said, it's silly to think that bad things can't happen, but setback is in his vocabulary, but not failure. Setback is, but not failure. Now think about that. Now, that's not to say you can't fail, but if you look at a failure as a setback instead of a failure, think of how much easier it is to come back and fix that problem and go ahead. I think words are very powerful, and I think Don actually had that right. And that is very philosophical, and I think you can tell that he read Plato and Socrates and T.S. Eliot and things of that nature. One of my favorite quotes is actually a T.S. Eliot quote. I love this quote, and I'm going to screw it up because I don't have it written down, so I'm going to try to give it to you here, but it's one of my favorite quotes of all time, and it's from T.S. Eliot, and essentially the quote is, it's not about the winning, it's about the trying, again and again and again and again, to win again what we lost before. That's the quote. I love that quote. I actually got it right, I think. That's a T.S. Eliot quote, and I think that is the best quote there's ever been on the face of the earth. When you take that quote and you break it down, think about what that says. Think about that T.S. Eliot quote. It's not about the winning. It's about the trying. Again and again and again and again to win again what we lost before. And that applies to all life. That's not just business. That's not just your daily life. That's not just relationships. That's it. So if there's something in life you think you're not getting and you can't quite get there, don't worry about that. Don't worry about not being able to get it right away. Just keep on trying. Keep on putting your nose to the grindstone and going in. Now, does anybody have a story to share or anything in the vein of what we're talking about this morning? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you believe that you can wipe failure out of your life and really concentrate more on trying and setback? Very philosophical Monday show. Now, I'll tell you where this ties into 4th of July week. Because the people who founded this country and had to fight the Revolutionary War, they were not the favorites to win that. They did not have the material, they did not have the supplies, they did not have the superior generals, but somehow they won. Through a set of circumstances, they won. And there'll be a lot of shows on this week about the 4th of July and Independence Day, and I hope you watch some of them. Not just the biographies of these people, but how many times we came close to not having this country. Because, I mean, there's a story, and it's a true story, that if fog had not come in one night and covered the American troops, that they probably all would have been killed, and that would have been the end, and there would have been no America. Situations are very, very important, and sometimes we don't look at them that way. Sometimes we look at them, everything's very black and white. You know, it's either yes or no, now or later. Well, you know, sometimes circumstances, something comes out of the blue, and you're like, wow. Maybe that was supposed to be how it was supposed to be. Maybe that thing that I didn't expect would happen was exactly what was supposed to happen, because that's going to make this other thing happen, and it's going to be so much better. You know, life is funny that way. Sometimes life will tell you what you should be doing. And never doubt that. If you even get the feeling, now I'm not saying all things are divine intervention, but I certainly do believe that sometimes we don't take the hint when something happens and think, wow, the timing on that was very, very strange. The timing on that was very odd, and look what it caused. Maybe that means this. That's my little speech this morning, brought on by the situation this past weekend at the Woodlawn United Methodist Church in Bucyrus. So I commend them for handling the situation how they did in regard to the sign out in front of their church. All right, let's see what else do we got going on here. Well, as you know, the 4th of July is coming up. And I think I've said this many times on this program, that every year, the thing that I do at my house, I do 3 cookouts a year. I have Thanksgiving at my house, and I have Christmas Eve at my house. Those are the 2 things I have inside, Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve. Now, during the summer, I have 3 cookouts. I don't know how this got started or when this got started or why this got started, but they are fun things, and people come from all different walks of life. You know, it's just not my family. It's other people are involved. So the big 4th of July cookout is this coming Saturday, the 4th of July, which will be kind of an odd day because the fair's not going on, and the fireworks are a little different this year, and a lot of fireworks shows throughout Central Ohio have been canceled, and no red, white, and boom, and that sort of thing. So this coming Saturday, I have the big 4th of July thing. Now, here's the problem where this is right now. Now, first of all, it's going well so far, to the degree that everybody I have invited, I'm pretty well thinking, has already said yes. I talked to most of the people who I would invite to this thing this past weekend, made touch base with them in some way through email or text or telephone, and everybody's coming. So right now, as of what I know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, at least 8 people I know for sure are coming, which is more than Memorial Day, which is going to make this a lot of fun. And everybody knows each other, which I like that too. Now, here's the problem. There are, I think it's 3 or 4 people who over time I have invited to this thing who I don't know if they're coming or not. Now, you know, it's fine if you don't come because obviously we've got enough people already, so we're going to have a good time. But I wouldn't have invited you if I didn't want you to come. So it's not that I don't want you to come, but you know, people have plans doing other things, so that's no big issue. But at what point do you go to the people and say, you know, I understand that you can't make it, so let's just dust this under the rug. And you can go do your thing, and we'll obviously do our thing. Now, here's why I'm bringing this up. Because I know that there are some people who I don't know get along the best. Now, it's not the people... Remember, I did this story back at Memorial Day. And it's not that same group of people, to be honest with you. But somehow for this particular event, there are some people who I know don't get along the best. So I'm not really sure. You know, when somebody doesn't respond when you give them an invitation, I understand like a few days of no response. I get that. That's okay. But, you know, once you get into like 3, 4, 5 days and the thing is within the next 7 days, at what point do you say, well, they're probably not coming. And that's okay that they don't come. You know, I don't mind that. I'm just glad I was able to give the invitation. So all you party planners and people who put together events like this, what is the rule on that? How long do you wait? Because then you don't want people showing up, because a lot of times you have people bring things to these cookouts. That's what I normally do. Everybody usually brings something. Now, it's not something big, but everybody usually brings something, and we have the big cookout, and it's really a lot of fun. So how long do you put up with people who you've given the invitation to? How long do you let them lay out there in invitation land before you just write them off? And then if they show up that day, do you just kick them out? Now, do you have any rules on that? Now, I'd be interested to hear party plans as far as that goes for the big Independence Day, 4th of July. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, remember, I'm not saying that people can't have other plans. I think that's fine. But I think, you know, they should tell you that they've got other plans. They should say, listen, I've got other places to go. And you say, oh, okay, I gotcha. Have fun at those other places. But the people who are going to be at my place, we're going to have a lot of fun. And I think even more fun than Memorial Day, even though that turned out very well, because now I know everybody's coming, pretty much, more or less. And I also have a whole different idea of what's going to go on to kind of keep everybody involved and keep us away from certain conversations. So, 4th of July is really going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that on Saturday, the big 4th of July cookout, which I'll report back to you next Monday about. But what is the rule on that? Does anybody have a rule on how long you should wait on somebody before you let them come or not come or so on and so forth? Also, I was thinking of this morning. I'm thinking of doing away with the hamburger because, you know, I understand it's a cookout and we do hamburgers and hot dogs every year amongst a bunch of other food. But I don't know. I mean, would it be wrong? Because I know somebody who makes very good shredded chicken sandwiches. Now, I usually do the shredded chicken sandwiches at Christmas because we do the turkey on Thanksgiving. So the only time of year we really have the big shredded chicken sandwich thing is at Christmas. So I thought, what if we did that on the 4th of July? What if we had hot dogs so people can still have their big meat, but we had shredded chicken sandwiches? I know a lot of people don't like Sloppy Joe, so I would stay away from Sloppy Joe. But what do you think about replacing hamburgers with shredded chicken sandwiches? Do you think that would be a good substitute for this big 4th of July cookout? Now, you want to make sure you have something everybody likes. That's the point. Now, obviously, you would still have the other cookout food. Like I said, you'd have the hot dogs, you'd have the desserts, you'd have the potato chips, you'd have the dip, you'd have everything like that. You would just substitute the hamburger with shredded chicken sandwiches. Now, also, that's also partially because there's such a run on hamburger right now, and people are just buying it like crazy because it is the 4th of July weekend, and that's what people do. People love the hamburgers. So do you think you should keep the hamburgers, or is it okay to substitute with these shredded chicken sandwiches? Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Jack.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Doing great.
Bye. But you're talking about inviting people to your party.
Right.
Okay. If I invite anybody over, I don't boot them or whatever. I just let them make up their mind. If they show up, they show up. If they don't, you know, it doesn't matter one way or the other to me. Because they have, like you said, other plans. I don't have anybody to make any commitments or whatever. It's just whoever shows up, that's who shows up.
Well, yeah, you know, and my feeling is that way, too. If somebody shows up, they show up. If somebody doesn't, they don't. Because I've already got, you know, pretty close to 10 people coming, which is pretty good for a cookout. But my point is that I usually have everybody bring something to this thing. So I kind of feel bad because the people who end up saying they are coming end up bringing something. And then if one of these people who never responded all of a sudden shows up, then they didn't have to bring anything, but they partake in everything else. Now, a lot of times they'll say, well, I just won't eat. But they end up eating something.
Yeah. Oh, what we do around here is when we have it, we tell them, if you want to bring something, if you don't, you know, we don't, for particularly tell anybody they have to bring a certain thing, because there are some times that people will stop by and they really don't have it, so we just go for whatever we have.
Well, that's right, and if somebody doesn't have the money or something like that, I perfectly understand that. I wouldn't disinvite them for that. But I think some people maybe are just not letting... I don't know. It's just like an unannounced drop-by. I'm not a big fan of that. But we'll see how it goes, but I appreciate the information this morning.
Hey, I got one more thing.
Oh, go ahead.
Yesterday, my kids went up to Sandusky.
Right.
And my grandson... I think they posted it on Facebook. Got him one Whopper of a piece. And they showed two pictures. One of them holding it, and one beside him, where it hung from his waist down past his feet. So there was one person on Facebook. And I'll check with them today to see whether they did it or not.
Kind
of keep an eye on. There's a Whopper of a piece.
I'll do that. Well, congratulations to them. Thanks for calling. And again, phone lines are open. We'd love to hear your opinion on things like this. 740-383-9944, 47 and a half minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. And if somebody doesn't have the money to cook something, that's no big deal. If you say, yes, I'm coming, and you don't have the money to cook anything, oh, perfectly fine. No issue there at all. But just let me know you're coming. That's all it is. Now, also, questions out there. Would shredded chicken be okay in place of hamburgers? Do you think that's a good idea? 740-383-9944. And also, what would be something unique to make? Because a lot of times we get very much into the same old things. You know, potato chips and dip and hamburgers and hot dogs it's very similar. Buns, sodas. That becomes the cookout stuff. What would be something interesting to make or to have somebody make that would really be impressive for the 4th of July? Does anybody have a special 4th of July dish that they could bring and really impress people with? Or you could tell me what that 4th of July dish is, and I could be impressive with it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, we touched on fishing there, which I think is kind of interesting, because fishing is a very bonding experience. Whether you do it with your kids, or you do it with your friends, or you do it with your wife, or whoever you do it with, fishing's just bonding. It's a fun time. You have stories forever because of the fish you catch or the fish you don't catch, and you spend a lot of time around the person. So if you ever want to bond with somebody, get your fishing license, go out and fish, have a great time. It really is a bonding experience that you end up not forgetting for the rest of your life. Okay, any more suggestions on the 4th of July thing? How to invite people? How not to invite people? Is there any special food that you think I should be cooking? Or any specialty dish you could pass along to me that maybe I could pass along to somebody else who's coming at the event that will make it special? Let me know. 740-383-9944. And also, do you think chicken sandwiches in place of hamburger, shredded chicken sandwiches, is the way to go? I think that's a very interesting question as well. So that's what's coming up on the 4th of July, just around the corner. Now, let me tell you another story here. And I mean this in the nicest possible way. Okay. I was telling Friday, I said there might be some confusion and drama around here. Well, here's what happened. About 2 weeks ago, I had told somebody in person not to come to something. And I think I made it very clear. And I know I made it very clear. Okay. Time passes by, and this thing eventually ends up happening. And the morning the thing eventually is happening, the person says to me pretty much that they're coming. And I'm thinking, I know, I think they called me, a matter of fact, I know that I have told them not to come for a particular reason. So then I had to send them a message and say, you know, I thought we went through this already once this week, but, you know, really, don't come. So they ended up not coming. Everything was hunky-dory. So, another week passes by, and I hear from them that week, but I really don't talk to them because I'm a little bit steamed at how the situation was handled the prior week. So we get to the following week, and again, the person shows up. Now, at this point, I have to be a little more forceful, and I have to say, you know, this is, I'm trying to remember exactly what I said last Friday, but essentially it was, hey, this is not for you. You know, I've got other things to do here, and I'm sorry, but this is not for you. And they did bring me a pop, though. I will say that. Anybody who brings me a pop, I have to be a little bit nice toward. You know, the large diet soda from McDonald's. So they did bring me a pop, so I was happy for that. I'm glad they did. I'm not sure if they were doing that to get in my good graces or whatever that was. But I appreciate that they did it. I think that was nice. But for some reason, I think they're not getting the point. And clearly, I think I'm being very straightforward in what I'm saying. I don't think there could really be any confusion. Now, has anybody ever had this situation happen? And if you've had this situation happen, how do you deal with that? When you've told the person over, I mean, we're at like three times now, that I have told this person that, hey, you know, this is not working out. But for some reason, I don't think that's getting through. I'm not sure why. So how would you handle that particular situation? There's all kinds of situations here this morning to talk about. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. When somebody does not get the point, what do you do? Is there any proper way to handle that particular situation? Maybe there is, and maybe there isn't. Now, I'll tell you something else I was thinking about this morning, because I was thinking about what material I was going to do on this show, what I was going to talk about, because essentially it's just me for 2 hours this morning, and I enjoy talking to you, the listening audience. But I was thinking back, you know, one of the great things about doing this show is that a lot of people call in, which I appreciate the people who call in, but a lot of people also send messages to me, emails, Facebook Messenger, all kinds of stuff like that. And that gives you a lot of tremendous material. Because a lot of times people will send you stuff and say stuff on Facebook that you can never say on the radio. But it gives me a little bit of material that I can use on the air. And I used to have the best time with this probably late last year. If you were listening to this show late last year, I got so much good material from certain people. And this was also a time when I used to say, I don't want to say anybody's name on the air because I'm never sure if people's name, if they want their name said on the air. And at one point, this person and some other people started saying, well, no, I don't mind if you say your name, my name on the air. Go ahead, say my name on the air. So it became a very long-running dialogue. And I like that. I like when people give you material to talk about on the air. I think that's fun. I think even though, obviously, the people are not calling for whatever reason, I guess they'd have called, though. I think all of these people at one point or another did call, which that's fun, too. You know, that's an interesting dynamic. When you don't expect something to happen, regardless of what it is, and I'll tell you how minor it can be. At one point, it used to be, here we go. Well, see, now this is interesting. I just got a message from somebody here, and the message says, I threatened to call his wife. But I'm not sure Now, what is that in regard to? Now, that I'm not sure about. I threatened to call his wife. Now, see, here we go. Now, this is Facebook. Did somebody do something? Because I'm not sure. I'm sure it's me. I'm not getting that. But what does that mean? I threatened to call his wife. I don't. Is that kind of fill me in? If you're obviously you're out there listening, send me that on Facebook. What? When did you threaten to call his wife? And what? Whose wife? Tell me exactly what you're talking about. Now, I also got another message here. You can always say my name, and that's great. And this was a person who sent me a lot of great material. Last fall, this person sent me so much great material in the way of so many different things. I loved it. Sometimes it was stories, sometimes it was words, sometimes it was pictures. Whatever it was always good, because it always gave great, great, great material. And so I'm glad that I can say the name. I like that. Oh, okay, I get it. The other person's now saying he wouldn't leave me alone. Well, that's interesting. So this, you threatened to call the wife because somebody would not leave you alone. Well, yeah, that works. That's a good way to get rid of somebody, I guess, in my particular situation there. If the person will not eventually go away, I guess I could always threaten to call somebody. That would work. Kept telling him to stay away is what they did. Very interesting. Let's see here. All right. Oh, okay. And then the other person just tried to diagnose the original problem. No, but we now know the original problem because the person has described it. Basically, I threatened to call his wife because he wouldn't leave her alone, and this person kept telling him to stay away. So I guess that goes back to the story about where I keep having this person show up, and I can't seem to get across to them why they should not be showing up. But I don't think there's a wife to call, and there's no husband to call. I don't think there's anything I can do in that particular situation at this point. I don't know what I can do because there's really none of those people to call, and you know, I don't know that would work anyway at this particular juncture. But I do take into consideration, I will always say the name of the person who sent me the message saying you can always say my name. But this person, and I'm not going to say the name right now because obviously they're out there listening, but they used to send such great material. You know, I would come in the morning and there would be something already there that I could start the show with to talk about. And that was great. Well, this person now is giving me somebody who I could call to kind of peel this other person away. I guess I could call that person. But great material is a good thing. When you get great material from somebody, like this morning when I got the story about the Woodlawn United Methodist Church over in Bucyrus, I thought that was great. Material in any way is a good thing. By picture, by word, or by I don't know, sometimes just response to something that's going on. Those are great things. So I think, this person has no more material left. So there's no material. The material bank is empty for this person. Well, that's a sad thing, I guess, at this particular point. Well, maybe we'll come back. No, we're going to come back. We've got a whole nother hour here this morning. We're going to come back. Maybe we'll have material. Maybe we won't have material. Maybe we'll rely on you on the toll-free line, 740-383-9944. Maybe material will appear in the next 10 minutes. We'll find something to talk about, though. Don't forget, coming up today, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp from 10:10 a.m. until 11 a.m. this morning. Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5, and The Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6. We're taking a break. Coming back. Stay tuned.
More circumspect in how I deal with the public, but I just so want to be loved that I drop all reserve, and I shouldn't.
WWGH Radio.